Hello? As usual, one of my biggest problems is my internet. So, 皆さん、こんにちはです。Hi, hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Seiyu Cafe Radio. It's me, your host, Arisa Tencho. Welcome everyone, welcome, welcome. So, oh my god. Okay. One of my very, very huge problems about live streaming is that my internet won't work. I'm very, very brave for doing this, actually. But, yeah. So, where was I? I hope this is actually streaming properly. If not, then I'm just gonna re-upload the video later. If this doesn't work, the live stream doesn't work. Anyway, so for those of you who are seeing it on the screen, today we will be talking about the popular and wonderful seiyuu, Yusuke Kobayashi. And if some of you didn't know, we were able to interview him a few months ago. And we were able to release or launch our new project, the Seiyuu Interview. So, yeah, today we will be talking about the experiences of, you know, actually interviewing a voice actor. I'm kind of nervous because I'm trying my best not to, you know, sort of divulge a lot of information from this. But I will try my utmost best to, you know, share our story, at least. So, yeah. Before, I'm honestly kind of nervous. So before we actually start, let me just introduce to you who this seiyuu is, who Yusuke Kobayashi is. So, let me just go to my tenai. So, please welcome my wonderful PowerPoint. Before we start, by the way, just a few disclaimers. Number one, we don't have a seiyuu guest for today. Maybe soon. Ooh, maybe soon, but not now. Number two, like I previously mentioned, I won't be able to say a lot of things. So, because of, you know, confidentiality, but I'll try my best to share my experiences. And at number three, also, as I've mentioned before, it is very possible that this stream would be laggy because I have a stupid internet. I am very brave for doing this right now, so. Anywho, okay, let's start. So, who is Yusuke Kobayashi? So, Yusuke Kobayashi is a male Japanese voice actor from the seiyuu agency Yurin Pro. He was born in March 25, 1985 in Tokyo, Japan, and has been active as a voice actor since 2009 until present. So, what are his famous roles? You might have seen or heard him in a lot of animes before. So, for those viewing on YouTube right now, if you're wondering why I didn't put any pictures, it's because previously I actually added pictures, but his office told me not to. So this is the only picture that we're allowed to show. Okay, so some of his famous roles is Ishigami Senku in Dr. Stone, Natsuki Subaru in ReZero, and Arthur Boyle in Fire Force. He has a lot, actually. He has so many. And then some of his recent roles are Shima Tamahiko in Taisho Otome Otogibanashi. Then we have Soma Kazuya from How a Realist Hero Rebuilt the Kingdom. And then we have Aikawa Fudo from currently in this season, Spring Anime 2022. He voices the Red Ranger, Aikawa Fudo in Love After World Domination. So, yeah. So, before I go to my discussion, this is my fan question for today. I will be asking you guys this question and I will read your live messages later. So, what is your favorite Yusuke Kobayashi role and why? So, remember that question, okay? I will be reading some of your live messages today. And I am seeing so many people right now. For me, it's many. Hi, people. Hello to Shani Stella. Hello to Raids Chan. Hello to Crescent Moon. Hello to Toshiro. Hello to YKTNDM Translations. Hello, hello. Hi to Razel. Hi to Dana. And then hi to Jean. And hi to Shion. Oh, so many people are here. Okay. So remember this question, okay? So before we continue, do you see how nervous I am right now? Okay, so for the before the interview, what am I supposed to say? Actually, this interview is a partnership between the Seiyuu Cafe and Rhythm Clap. And Rhythm Clap was the one who was able to help us do this interview. And they approached us since last year and asking me if we could partner with them to do these things. And then, okay, so let me just go to before the interview. There were a lot. I don't know if I'm allowed to say. I'm not allowed to say it, actually. So, let me just go to this. Janang. Okay. I'm actually not allowed to say the names, but there were a few suggestions as to which seiyuu we were supposed to interview. But we ended up with Yusuke Kobayashi because he was the one available for us in the set time that we were given. And then there were many preparations, actually. We had to practice. We had to do... Okay, first of all, I had to choose, honestly, which admins I'm supposed to have during the interview, because I couldn't bring everyone. I have to choose because I didn't want to, you know, it's like in a party, like, you're invited, but you shouldn't be bringing your whole family to the party, because that would be a bit, that's going to be a bit rude and a bit, you know, embarrassing. So I had to choose, and since this was the first time we're doing this, I had to decide to choose one of the people that I trusted. So some of them are actually here in the live right now. So there's Dana and there's Jean. They were with me. They were one of the people who were with me when I was, and we were doing the interview. So, when Emmy, she was the one who was talking to us. She's also one of our Japanese admins who helped us do this interview. When Emmy told us that it's been decided that Yusuke Kobayashi will be the seiyuu who we will be interviewing, we were panicking so much. Especially me. I'm not sure. The others are panicking, of course. For me, I was also panicking because he was one of my favorite seiyuus as well. I love him as Ishigami Senku, as mentioned. I also love him as Tamahiko Shima. And then I listened to his Paradox Live as well. Yato no Kami. He was such a good rapper there. So I was like, oh my god. Are we really going to interview Yusuke Kobayashi? So that's the whole feeling in the before. And we were like, are we really gonna interview him? Is this gonna be for real? I wasn't even sure. So, some of us, I think some of the admins know that it feels like it's not real since we still don't know. We were actually very cautious because we still don't know. Unless the day happens, we are not sure if we are really going to be able to interview Yusuke Kobayashi. So, that's just the feeling before. So, after Emmy told us that it's going to be Yusuke Kobayashi, we prepared questions for him. We listed so many questions to ask him, but his office had to choose which ones he could answer, because I think... it's not that I think, but we were limited with time in the interview, so we had to cut down the questions. And then, what else? I just remember during that time we were panicking so much. That was the biggest feeling that we were feeling. I have to reiterate that we were just panicking so much, or we were nervous because how, why, when, where, what, something like that. So a few. Okay, I'm just jumping through topics right now. I feel so stupid, but yeah. So, before the actual interview, when we were given the date, 2 weeks before, we had to practice. During the practice, we had to practice asking him the questions and us answering the questions that we were supposed to be asked. Because it's like a two-way interview. If you read the article, it's a two-way interview. He asked us things, and then we asked him things. So we practiced without him yet. We just practiced with Emmy and one of the translators. I just remember his name was Hiro. I'm so sorry. But yeah, we were practicing, but even in the practice, we were just very, very nervous. We tried practicing the answers, we tried practicing the questions, but overall, Emmy told us that we were doing okay, but still, you know, the feeling is still different, even though, I don't know, it's just something that, even up until now, I don't know what to feel. So, the practice went alright, without a hitch, and the translator was able to tell us that we did great, that our speed of answering was okay, he will be able to translate it properly for for Yusuke Kobayashi. Oh my gosh, the seiyuu fan syndrome. I'm so sorry. Okay, so that was the before. Now, during the day, during the day of the interview. So, how do I explain this? During the day, I don't know what preparations the other admins did, but during that day, I had to, it was a Friday, and I had to ask my work if I could take a half day, because I wanted to prepare my feels and my heart at least a few hours before the actual interview. So I took a half day at work, and then for the remaining day after work before the interview, I was just pacing around the room. I was like, what do I do? There's only 4 hours before the interview. There's only 3 hours before the interview. I was just pacing around my house. And I don't know. I prepared myself so much. I practiced a lot again and again for my answers. I added makeup even though it's gonna be a virtual interview. I don't even know if my makeup was visible. I actually fixed my hair. I have so many baby hair and it's popping around, and I have to fix it so that I would look presentable during the interview. So 1 hour before the interview, I was panicking. That was the most panicked I've ever been in my entire life. Okay, this is not connected to this interview, but I used to, perform before on stage. But that was, this interview, the 1 hour before the interview, didn't even compare to my nervousness from when I used to perform. So I was like, oh my god, my hands were sweating. I feel cold. I don't know what the other admins were feeling. I just know that I messaged them the day before, and I was like, thank you guys for doing this with me. I couldn't do this without you. I wouldn't be able to do this without you. So let's do our best for this interview. You guys are awesome. Something like that. Like pep talk. A few, the night before. But 1 hour before, we were like, is this real? We're gonna do this? OMG, OMG, OMG. So, okay. 30 minutes before the interview, I had to practice again and again. I had to check my freaking internet. Some of you guys who are here who knows my internet, you know how stupid my internet is. I was panicking because I didn't want to, like, be choppy during the interview, because I had a lot of things to ask. I have a lot of things to answer. If I would be choppy, I'd feel embarrassed. So I was praying to every god available. Please, just 1 hour. 1 hour. One, or more than 1 hour. Just give me this for this interview to be okay. And then, during the interview, so we were in the interview room, virtually. We used Zoom, by the way. We used Zoom, the one and only. So we were already there. Our photos are there. The other admins looked really, really nice. If you saw the photos, the caricatures in the interview article, that was what we looked like during the interview. But the caricature was very, very pretty, though. We were like, this caricature is so pretty in the article. Anyway, that was what we looked like during the interview. Our pictures were ready. There was the frame or the video for Yusuke Kobayashi. And then we were preparing. we were frozen in our seats waiting. And Emmy was like, he will be coming in a bit. And then in a few moments, the door opened And in came Yusuke Kobayashi into the frame. And we were like, our smiles were plastered, and we were just, oh my god, it is real. At that moment, I'm pretty sure everyone, all of us admins, were like, OMG, this is real. Because he entered the room and we were waiting for them to fix themselves. Okay, there was a question, who made those caricatures, by the way? It was from a friend. It was a friend of Emmy, the one who helped us. So she asked a friend to create those caricatures for us. Isn't it nice? We look really nice in the caricature. Yeah. So again, we were waiting. After he entered, they were preparing and they were like talking to each other in Japanese. Emmy, Yusuke Kobayashi, and his manager. And then the admins were there, were me, Jean, Dana, and Yuki. Excuse me. And then we were just smiling, looking at the screen, waiting for them to finish talking. And then Yusuke Kobayashi finally sat in front of the camera. There was actually a bit of a hitch, a bit of a problem. I don't know if that was the camera or their internet, but they had to switch cameras, I think, from phone camera to laptop camera. But whichever way, Yusuke Kobayashi finally sat in front of the camera. He had his mask, because if some of you didn't know, Japan's situation for the coronavirus isn't stable, I think. So they still have to use masks. So yeah, they did. He was using a mask, and then, but of course we know it's him because he would remove his mask sometimes, and then he would drink water, and oh my god, Yusuke Kobayashi. The first thing that went into my mind was that, oh my gosh, he's so handsome. Oh my god. I cannot reiterate to you, he is handsome. He looks so good, even if it's in the camera. And then we started. So what happened during that? Okay, so this part I'm not able to mention a lot, I think, since most of it is confidential, but I remembered that as soon as we started talking, he was like, I forgot how it started though, but he was like, he actually spoke to us in English. He introduced himself in English. Oh wait. We introduced ourselves first, I think, if I remember correctly. We introduced ourselves first. Then, me being who's someone who would like to, you know, show off. Maybe not show off, but I want to show how eager we are with this. We were like, I introduced myself in English and Japanese. So it's like, konbanwa, watashi wa Arisa desu. Yoroshiku onegaishimasu. I said that, so I was like, good evening, my name is Alyssa, it's nice to meet you. And he was like, nihongo jozu. It was funny because that was practiced. I actually asked Emmy before the interview if I could say that, and she was like, yeah, sure, you can. And yeah, I would have to say that being Nihongo Josu by a seiyuu is one of the best things I've ever experienced. Anyway, so after I introduced myself, the others also introduced themselves. And the one thing that I noticed is, the one thing that made me really happy is that every time we introduced ourselves, Yusuke Kobayashi would say, hello Alyssa in English, or hello Jean, or hello Dana, or hello Yuki. That was we were like, oh my gosh, she's really so nice. And then after we introduced ourselves, he introduced himself in English. So he was like, hello, I am Seiyu Yusuke Kobayashi, I think. He said something like that. He introduced himself in English. And I had to tell him, wah, eigo josu. I had to tell him eigo josu because he nihongo josu me. So I had to say it to him as well. And then he was laughing and he was like, I forgot what he said because I don't speak a lot of Japanese. So I just think that he said that no, his English isn't as good. So that was my experience. That was really, really exciting. So during the interview, the first part was him asking us questions and us replying to his questions. Then like I mentioned before, the nice thing about him is that every after answers that we give him, he would say, thank you, Alyssa, or thank you, Dana, or thank you, Jean. He thanked us one by one every after we answer, and we would just smile and, ah, thank you as well. And, what else? So, after the interview, after him asking us questions, the longer part was us asking him questions because our answers were practiced since we knew the questions before, so we were able to answer it and practice it. But I don't know about Yusuke's answers, if he practiced it or not, but I felt like he didn't practice it and it was on the spot. Or I don't know, I feel like he knew it. But his answers were long. So, and he, and the translator had to translate his answers to us so we would understand. And he's actually very insightful. That was what I thought of him during our part of the question to him. He was very insightful and we were actually really surprised with the answers because we didn't know this part of him, something like that. Like, for example, he didn't know that he was popular. He only knew because he won last year. And we were told, like, I think some of you guys saw the post on our page, but some seiyus don't know their popularity outside of Japan. So to hear it from an actual seiyu is like, oh my gosh, really? It was really nice to think that gradually they're realizing their popularity outside of Japan. And one of my favorite answers from him is that he would like to visit Venice. Even without the translator saying that it's Venice, or how do you pronounce it? Venice. I think the Japanese word is Venezia. So yeah, the question was in the interview, the question was, which place in the world would you like to visit? And he mentioned USA for work and Venice for leisure. I mean, who wouldn't? Venice is such a wonderful place. And we were, during the time in the interview, we were like, oh, nodding like that and smiling, something like that. And so I think we weren't able to ask another question because our time was limited. It was only 1 hour. And at the end of the 1 hour, by the way, we were able to give him a present. So oh my gosh, it's already 30 minutes and I missed saying this in the before. But we asked some Yusuke Kobayashi fans to give him a message via handwritten notes or handwritten letters. We asked everyone, we asked a few people to create to write a message for Yusuke Kobayashi. At first we said it was for his birthday, but we can't mention that it was for the interview, so we had to say it's for his birthday. And there were many people who gave us letters, and it was from all over the world. There were from France, there were from Germany, there were from USA, there were from Spain or Mexico, I think. It was all over the world. So we gave it at the last part of the hour during the interview, and he was very happy receiving that. We saw him, and he was like, oh, thank you. What is this? He actually spoke in English. What is this? When Emmy handed the handwritten letters to him, he was like, what is this in English? He was just like, oh my god, this precious being. Anyway, at the end, we were like, thank you for inviting us. I also mentioned to him, this wasn't practice, but I just had to tell it to him, although in English, so it was good we had a translator. I had to tell him that those letters were proof that you have so many fans all over the world, so we had to give it to you just so you know that you are very loved and you are popular, and we hope to support you along the way from now. We hope to continue to support him. So yeah, so he was very thankful for the gift, and yeah, it ended with us saying goodbye, hope to see you soon, something like that. And then the interview ended, and as soon as the interview ended, okay, we will be going to the after. So after the interview ended, Emmy had to do stuff with Yusuke Kobayashi and his manager. I think they were supposed to discuss things. Me and the other admins, we had to gather again to just spaz. That was all we did. We just spaz. We were like, oh my god, was that true? We just interviewed the Yusuke Kobayashi. Was this? We were like, oh my god. I actually cried. Because, oh my god, all the tension and all the excitement is done. But still, the fleeting feeling of being able to interview a seiyuu was like, oh my gosh. That's just, we were talking with the admins, and I was like, are you guys okay? How are you feeling? Are you guys happy? Like, so of course we're happy, Tencho. And I was like, thank you so much. I was really just thanking them for, you know, being there. I was just thanking them for being able to do this interview with me. Thank you guys. I was like, thank you guys. TSC wouldn't have been what we were if it weren't for the people who were with me and for those who were supporting us. So I wouldn't really be able to contain this much gratitude, and I just cried to them. So I was like, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I hope you guys continue to support me, to support TSC. And they were like, of course, then show me. Yeah, thank you, thank you. I'm really happy though. So, a few days later, after the interview, maybe after a day, after 2 days, after 3 weeks, that feeling was still the best. I couldn't show it to you, but I actually wrote something on my diary, and I was like, best day ever. That was one of the best days ever. That was one of the best days that made me happy, and I couldn't reiterate how much that experience made me very, 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 very happy. So, yeah, even after a week, after the interview, we prepared a lot of things. We prepared for the article. The article actually was a bit delayed because we had to check a lot of things with the office, his office, we had to check if the translation was correct, if we used the correct photos or something. And then when the interview was released 2 weeks ago, I think, yeah, when the interview was finally released 2 weeks ago, so many people were, wow, TSC, you were able to interview, yay, congratulations. I was overwhelmed, I have to be honest. I was very, very overwhelmed, and I was very happy. So many people were supporting us, and I mean, it isn't every day you're able to do something that you do. I mean, it's not every day that you're able to do something that you've always wanted and be happy about it. Being able to creating the Seiyu Cafe was one of the best things that I've ever done in my life. I've met so many friends, I've met so many people. I've created so many online friends because of TSC, and being able to, you know, just be able to actually interview a Seiyu. This is just the beginning, you know. This is just the start. And I hope a lot of you will continue to support us. I speak for everyone, but we will not be able to do these things if it weren't for you guys who support us. We will not be able to have interviewed Yusuke Kobayashi if it weren't for you guys. We will not have been able to create this community if it weren't for you guys. So thank you so much for always supporting TSC, and we know that this is just the start, so hopefully you'll still be with us for our, hopefully, the next Seiyu interview. Yay! Okay, so that was my experience. So let me just go to our question for the day, which I will be reading from you all. So, fan question. What is your favorite Yusuke Kobayashi role and why? So he has so many, you know, questions. I have so many questions. He has so many roles. But which role of his is your favorite and why? So I'm going to read some of your answers, which I'll be waiting because I feel like it's delayed. So I'm just gonna wait for your answer. This is a live stream anyway. We're already 40 minutes in. Can you believe that I've been talking by myself for 40 minutes? all of your messages are so sweet. Thank you so much. Oh, let me just, okay. I just read some of the replies for this fan question for today. So this is from Hemandi94, Natsuki Subaru, probably Natsuki Subaru. Yeah, Natsuki Subaru from ReZero is one of his most famous roles, and that is actually the role that got him the award in Crunchyroll last year, I think. Yeah. So Toshiro from this is from Toshiro, and the reply is Natsuki Subaru. Yeah, Natsuki Subaru. So is no one else going to answer? Okay, let me just check though. I think I have a lot of favorite roles from Yusuke Kobayashi. So I've mentioned that I like Senku. Actually, it's Senku in Dr. Stone. I actually like Tamahiko in Taishi Otome Otogibanashi. And if some of you don't know, he's also Uchimaki Subaru in Kono Bijutsubu ni wa Mondai ga aru. That was one of his first roles that I heard from him. And I really, really like it. Okay. Okay, some people are responding already. Okay, this is from Dana, one of the admins. Definitely Natsuki Subaru. His voice acting was showcased in that role. But before that, I love Senku as well and Arthur in Fire Force. True, 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 true. Okay, the answers are coming finally. Okay, this is from Sion, Sion. For me, I think I'll go with Laswell from the mobile game Final Fantasy Brave Exvius. Woo! His role as Laswell from Final Fantasy Brave Exvius is actually one of his first mobile game roles, I think, if I'm not mistaken. I think that was, if not the first, one of the first. So yeah. From Yamashita Carey. Shima Tamahiko really captured my heart. Oh, yeah, that's true. It was my favorite, actually, because I read the manga. And when it was announced that it was going to be Yusuke Kobayashi, I was really, really happy. Then, this is from Saku. Uchimaki Subaru. Konobi. I really like arts already, but when I noticed that he voiced the MC, damn, I was surprised because that is not how he always voices his characters. So unusual, but very good. I know, right? I know. I really like Konobi as well. So, who else? I won't be able to read everyone's answers, okay? So, this is from Abby. Definitely Ishigami Senku for me. His voice was so amazing there and he characterized him well. So, so much. That's also how I got to know him, and since then, he's been one of my favorites. True, 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 true. Okay, I'm reading something very, very... Hoping he gets to voice Heizo in Genshin. That was from Saku. Yeah. So, what else? So, some of you... Let me just read some of the... Toshiro, Natsuki Subaru, Master Saitama, Senku, Jin, I like Senku too, Pami, Ishigami Senku, and Shima Tamahiko. Reisal, for me it's Natsuki Subaru. The emotions of the character was portrayed perfectly by him. It was such a chef's kiss performance. I am always in awe listening to him as Subaru. This is from Areno. Mine is Ishigami Senku because I like how tense and sound smart he delivers his voice acting to the character he portrays. So many Ishigami Senku and Natsuki Subaru. That's really nice. That's really, really nice. Okay, so I think I overtimed again. I thought I won't be able to speak for more than 30 minutes, but I did. Which means I'm very talkative. But again, so I think that's our episode for today. Feel free to keep on sharing your favorite roles from Yusuke Kobayashi. And then please remember to, mention our article. So for those who are listening, I hope you check out our article, because if you purchase, if you read the article, you will see that there is actually a special gift from Yusuke Kobayashi from him to us. He has given us the opportunity to sell a voice message from him to us. And it's a special voice message thanking overseas fans. And if you purchase his voice message now, you will have the chance to get a signed autograph from him. So you better check out our article, purchase his voice message, and get a chance to win the signed autograph. By the way, we will be launching something about the payment method in a few days. We will be opening a different payment method for the purchase. So if you guys do not have a PayPal, which is the payment method for the article, for the voice message, please watch out for our announcement in the next few days, because we will be opening a new payment method for all of you who would like to purchase his voice message and get a chance to win a signed autograph. So, yeah! What else am I supposed to say? This is so weird for a live radio. We're already 50 minutes in. So, yeah, as I mentioned, check out for the announcement in a few days. We will be opening other payment methods for those who are not able to use PayPal. And yeah, I think this is our episode for the day. Our very, very long episode for the day. Clap, clap, clap. So, this episode will be archived and will be added into our this episode will be archived and will be uploaded into some of the podcast in Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Spotify. This will also be available in YouTube. And this has been one of the most successful live stream I've had. There are so many viewers, so many comments. Thank you so much for joining our radio for today. I am very, very thankful for you guys for listening to me for 1 hour. Even though we had a few frick-frack at the beginning because of my internet. But thank you so much. Arigatou gozaimasu, minasan! See you all in the next episode. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day, wonderful morning, wonderful afternoon, wonderful evening. I hope you guys will be able to support us until our next see you. So, thank you and have a good day. Bye bye. Mata ne. Bye bye.